the role of a black mother is 10 times more difficult in apartheid South Africa. The rest of the world just doesn't know what it means to live with a people who are consumed in hate, who legislate 24 hours a day because of the color of your skin, who are so petrified of domination of race, who feel that if they open their doors, if they share power, it means they will lose their identity. This neurosis of the Afrikaner to keep as a race the purity of the Afrikaner race, we imagine is something like what Hitler must have had in mind with his lunacy when he flung the rest of the world into that state of chaos with millions and millions losing life on the question of race. I was the first black medical socialist. I witnessed the pains of bringing up children without any means. I had done fieldwork and I had found the desperation of my people trying to make ends meet in urban society, in an urban society which was capable of looking after its inhabitants entirely, where the rich were so rich they didn't need the wealth that was being still accumulated by these people who could not afford to bring up their children. I began to question our role even as social workers and the fact that all I did was to refer cases to white institutions. We had no orphanages. We had no homes for disabled children. And the pain of being part and parcel of that type of society, where you found yourself drifting really from day to day, aimlessly, with a full knowledge that unless you changed the status quo, there was no way that you would even really be a relevant social worker, because we didn't have the facility, the means to create these institutions. We did not have. It was then that I really became quite conscious of the fact that one had to play a role if one was to be counted as a human being of fiber in society. One had to play a role in changing society in whatever direction one could possibly. I was really more engaged in the grassroots level of the struggle. I have always really considered myself as belonging there. I was part of the launching of the Black Women's Federation. I was from prison at the time. I have spent most of my time in and out of prison, actually. I cannot remember how many times
really?
I've been inside prison. Please don't ask.
Really?
Yes, I have spent so many times inside that it's not possible to keep pace with that sort of thing. Because it was no different from the type of life that is led by my people. My little sacrifice was no different from the ordinary woman next door. We were in and out of prison together. I lived with girls who were drawn mostly from the proletariat, and the workers used to hold discussions almost daily at the hostel, they used to have meetings,
yes.
And it was there that I came across the name Mandela for the mm-hmm. first time. It was amongst those girls that I came across the name Tambo. Already then, the level of consciousness at high school level for a countryside child was really far advanced, as long ago as that.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the African National Congress was instilled in the minds of the countryside children. Since 1652, when Jan van Rijswijk landed in this country, that was the beginning of problems of the black man.
Yes.
It wouldn't have taken us up to yesterday, 1960, to decide that our honor had to be defended.
Mm-hmm.
The African National Congress did not declare war on the whites of this country. The document we drew in 1955, even if I was a kid myself at the time, the document that was drawn by our leaders, by the People's Popular Movement, the African National Congress, the Freedom Charter,
mm-hmm.
to us, that document is tantamount to our Bible, because it is the only historical document that still serves to this day with all this brutality, with all this flow of blood, with our mothers having babies shot on their breast, with our husbands and brothers shot on their back by men who are so brutal that they are killing indiscriminately. We still say this land belongs to all of us who live in it. We appreciate the fact that we cannot wish away the white man. And we believe we can share, we can live together peacefully, side by side, as long as our aspirations are realized, as long as we shall have a one-person, one-vote government. The African National Congress will lead the oppressed people of this country
mm-hmm.
to their liberation. I have no doubt whatsoever that the leadership that is in exile, the leadership that is behind us, the internal leadership, which is embodied in the various democratic movements in the land, all the freedom-loving people in this country recognize that fact, that mm-hmm. the African National Congress will lead
mm-hmm.
the oppressed people to the dawn of their day.
Attention!